why would we bother doing a podcast?
I don't know.
Yeah, we think about that a lot. That would just be a print artist?
Better.
Leave a comment that's hashtag this is awkward. Matt, isn't podcasting free?
Aaron, don't be an idiot.
A bit cruel, but a lot of people assume that all it takes is time.
It does take time, which for us is time dedicated to providing content rather than working on all the other stuff we have going on.
You know, that's why I'm a big fan of Buy Me a Coffee. They let anyone jump on there, show some financial support quickly and easily, or if they're feeling real crazy, become a member.
That is money we could use to help grow our content, marketing, equipment, and keep growing the business.
Our shows are free to listen to, but this is a way for anyone to get exclusive merch and even an extra monthly show called Behind the Red Door.
To show support and keep us making great content, visit buymeacoffee.com/beardsandcomics.
Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/beardsandcomics. That's our ad.
Hey guys, real quick, we want to give a massive, huge shout out and thank you to our new members for our Buy Me a Coffee page. You guys are what keeps us going. Can't thank you enough. But to Greg Moquin, Tier Jackson, Cammy the Fox, and John Velez, thank you guys so much for stepping up and becoming members and getting access to all kinds of cool stuff. Also to those of you who have sent support and bought us coffees. Indie Comics Dispatch, Stephen Prince, and Hector Barrero. That means a lot to us as well. It is what keeps the podcast going and what allows us to grow the business as well. So, if you guys want exclusive access to cool merch, a behind-the-scenes show, the way to do that is to become a member over at buymeacoffee.com/beardsandcomics. We have 6 slots left that are getting a super special item. If you want to see what it is, go over to our Catalyst Comic Studio Facebook or Instagram page, and you'll see the post with a really cool item. It's 6 more people. Our first 10 are getting it. So 6 more people that become members, you'll be getting into. So, think about it. And it's, memberships as low as $5 a month. So check it out. buymeacoffee.com/beardsandcomics.
But the other part that we talk about a lot on the show, Matt just hit it on the head too, if you're a small press publisher, there's so much other stuff that you have to be doing. And so you guys that are like, Aaron just writes and Matt has the hard work doing the drawing. I just had this conversation last night with my wife, actually. We were talking about changes that we're about to go through in the company and the growth and the gas pedal we're trying to hit. And I was telling her, I can't afford to put any more on Matt. Matt can't afford for me to put any more on him. Because as an artist, you got to do the book. We both work 40-hour week jobs.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other stuff I do behind the scenes that, we can't.
Right.
We're not ready to tell people yet, so.
Right. And like I said, I can't afford to put more on you. And then I was telling her too, I know that I have to pull back certain stuff as well. One of the things I did pull back was the whole social media stuff. I just can't do it. I can't put the time into it that I need to. And being okay and acknowledging that is something that I struggle with, because it's like, I want to do that. I know it's important. But I cannot treat social media as a full-time job when I already have a full-time job and I'm trying to make content. And like I said, this whole new season for me of like having to write brand new stuff again, it just changes.
It's a good problem to have. I don't want anybody to think that we're complaining.
No, I'm trying to show you guys how much extra stuff goes into being a publisher.
Yeah.
And even if you don't call yourself a small press publisher, if you're making books, like, this is stuff you have to realize. Because then there's the whole business side of it where, Matt and I are figuring out barcodes. What is that crap? just all that business stuff that you don't really think about in the beginning. Somebody has to do it.
What's the deal with barcodes?
Yeah, what's the deal with barcodes anyway? But somebody has to do it at some point. And Matt and I are both driven enough to like, well, let's figure it out and get stuff going.
It can't be that hard.
Yeah.
God, this is difficult.
And then you just ask yourself, well, what is the purpose of barcodes? And that leads you on like a 4-hour internet chase of why. And realizing, like, I should be using them, but then on the other side, it's like, but I'm not even really using them for me. I'm using them for retailers right. and all that kind of stuff. But, guys, it's all stuff to think about. If you're getting into the industry and you're thinking about getting distributed, hey, barcode your stuff.
Yep.
We weren't. Now we have to go back and put barcodes on bags and boards.
Lesson learned.
Lesson learned. But we got to get inked.
Stupid ink.
So this is all stuff that we've been going through right now. This is the first episode that Matt and I are doing like in this new format. We've done our episodes together where it's just two of us before, but this is the first time that it's not like just catching up, but it's literally catching you guys up to what is going on behind the scenes. So you know where we are because we're 2 years into publishing now, and this is how things have changed and this is how things have progressed. Mm-hmm. And you guys are about to start seeing the stuff that we've been doing behind the scenes will start coming out a little bit more. And it's just being forward thinking, being willing to change and adapt, and being driven enough to meet the right people and try to work on stuff.
Yeah. It's just weird that like, we still feel like we're so behind, but in the grand scheme of things of everything we've done in the past 2 years, it's crazy to feel, because we feel like we were just doing, oh, well, we didn't do too much today, but we still did something, just a little bit, doing a little bit every day, working towards something, you get a lot accomplished. Mm-hmm. That's all it's about.
Use the drive.
Gotta keep driving.
I try to keep it in my mindset too. It's like some of the people that we're working on stuff with have been doing comics for like 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. And they're just now doing the thing with us that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, it's just things change. And you can't use the same mentality that you had even a year ago. Because you have to adapt and change. It's all a learning process. We're still learning. Still trying to figure stuff out. I want to get into some of these questions. We had some questions sent to us because you guys should do that whenever you have questions, discussion topics. Now more than ever, you guys need to send us discussion topics. And you can even say in there like, oh, I think this would be a good one for you guys to talk about together, or like, oh, this would be a good one with a guest, stuff like that. We are okay with you getting involved with the show. We're not going to hate you for it. Let me get this part. All right. We have a few questions. First one is, how did we get such amazing beards?
This is the Lord's work.
Yes. Some things, I like to say patience and product. I don't know. Somebody said that.
I answered that question. Next question.
Yeah, man. The Lord's work.
Yep.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Paying taxes as a small press publisher. Woo! It's not even a question. That's all they put with two little eyeballs.
That's something we're learning right now. Mm-hmm. But me and Aaron knew going in as soon as we started doing our first Kickstarter, because even tax people,
they don't know.
They don't know. Because Kickstarter is what we're making money off of, but they're not sure. So my philosophy, and me and Aaron had that talk about it, is I would rather pay it and
not have it come back on
than not have it come back and bite me in the butt.
Amen.
That's all I gotta say about that. I don't,
just do it. Nobody wants to do it, but it's so much safer if you do.
Here's the thing too, like if I feel like I'm making money off of it, and then like all of a sudden I pay taxes on it, and then I don't have any money, then obviously I'm not running a business well. And I feel like that's the challenge of being able to do everything correctly. So when you say, if you do start having sending them to shops and inventory and all this, and then you have to pay taxes on that, and you weren't you weren't paying taxes before and you didn't really know the cost of it. Now you're starting over and having to figure it out and learn it, as opposed to like doing it from the beginning, seeing how much taxes would come out, seeing how much, you know, like how in the red you are. You know, like I want to know everything that it's going to cost me legit.
Right.
So I know if I'm running, if I'm doing the book cost correctly and shipping cost correctly and how much we're actually making off of a book. Because if not, then there's things that need to change on our end. So
keep your spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your receipts.
Or don't. And then, you know, I hope you get away with it. And then if not, then I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I go to sleep at night knowing I paid taxes on it and I don't have to worry about it. Well, that's how I look at it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like there's going to be a point sometime when all these tax places are like, okay, we understand Kickstarter now.
Yeah. And crowdfunding.
And they're going to go back and see this stuff. Like, guys, you know they can go back.
Oh, they go back.
You guys
back.
Know they can go back, right? Like, it's not, we all treat it year to year, but they can go back and be like, wait, there's this influx of money and no taxes were paid on it. So,
yeah.
So just do it. And it changes, all of it changes the game once we LLC. You know, our next year's taxes are going to look completely different. And that's okay.
Yep.
So do it.
Or don't. I don't care.
That's true. I mean.
Yeah. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what we do.
We'll tell you this, too. We have people sign 1099s.
That's right.
That's something that nobody talks about. We could do a whole episode on contracts.
Mm-hmm.
We're hiring a letterer for the first time. And I asked if they were okay signing the 1099. He was like, whoa. He was like, you guys are real professional. And he was like, I've never been asked before. I was like, you've been lettering for how long and nobody's ever had you sign a form?
Yeah. Well, there is a certain, I know there's a certain amount where if they don't make above a certain amount, a lot of times a 1099 is pointless.
Right.
So, but it's still, guys, just
cover yourself.
Just ask when you do your taxes. If you do your taxes. If not, again. You know, it's your,
as long as you're not,
it's your world.
Us.
We just get to live in.
As long as you're not working with us,
right?
If y'all work with us, I'm just gonna let you guys know going into it. Like,
yeah, those are things when you sign the contract to do a book with us. One, it covers us. Two, you know, we can't claim it on taxes if we don't send you a 1099.
Right.
So,
because we use real tax people,
because we actually do our taxes.
Yeah, we said it.
I don't care.
That's right. Do it or don't.
This is a grind my gear section of it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, next question.
Okay.
How self-destructive or productive can an inflated ego be in the small press community?
Say it again.
How self-destructive or productive?
It's a personality thing.
It is a personality.
It has nothing to do with it. You know, like,
I know some.
I do really well when people tell me I can't do something. That pushes me more. Personally, that's just how I am.
Well, driven out of spite, you know, spite can bring, if you're equipped that way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that the inflated ego thing is more of a, like, it's aggravating for other people. But I can't say that people that have an inflated ego don't get stuff done.
Yeah, I just don't want to hang out with them.
Exactly. Or I may not be the most supportive of them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've met those people. We know those people that have the inflated egos, and they seem to do fine.
But I'm not impressed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you can bring that around us, but at the end of the day, we're like, who?
Yeah,
exactly. Call the Scorpio. Who?
Who?
It can be self-destructive for sure, though, in your relationships.
Yeah. We just remember what happens when that ego gets popped.
Exactly.
That's all. You can get a big ego all you want, but eventually, you know, you're gonna fall off that high horse and something's going to drop you back, knock you down a peg, and then you have to check yourself.
I'm just saying right now, like, don't come around us with a inflated, like, we are, Matt and I ain't the ones. Like, if you come around with this inflated ego, we will knock you down a peg.
Yeah.
If we mean to or not, it's just we are habitually sarcastic people.
Uh-huh. I will backhanded compliment you so hard.
Oh, so hard. We ain't the ones. This ain't what you want.
Oh, I remember my first comic.
Oh,
man. See, now we sound like we got big egos, but we don't. We're just jerks.
We're just jerks. We admit constantly we don't know what we're doing.
See, that's the thing. When people think we have egos and they say something, we go, yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm doing.
I know.
All right. You guys suck at podcasts. Dude, we know.
Yeah. Neither of us were like, hey, welcome to the world's best comic book podcast. Yeah. You're welcome. All right. I know this. I'm going to let Matt rant on this for a minute.
Okay.
This is
How many more?
This is the last one.
Oh, okay.
So you can go hard. All right. I know you love this so much. Does follower count on social media really matter? Does it really matter?
Obviously it doesn't. Y'all need to stop faking on the bacon. And getting silly with the chili. It doesn't. Unless those people are buying your books, no, it doesn't matter. Unless it's actual real growth on those social media sites, then no. Some people just, I don't know how many people I follow that I never buy something from. Mm-hmm. It's just entertainment. It's just to stop the boredom at the dentist when you're waiting. Or, you know, like, well, the wife's in there shopping real quick. Let me sit out in the car. Oh, let me see what's on. Oh, cool. Oh, that's a cool picture. Oh, they're selling something. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's it. I mean, like, we always have that. I can't pay my bills with likes.
Right.
I mean, it's nice, but, like, it's a double-edged sword, right? Because we know you need it. You know you have to put yourself out there. But your TikTok followers are not buying your stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We've seen it firsthand.
Oh, so much.
On so many people's site. Hey, I have 400 and something thousand TikTok followers. And then you put out a Kickstarter and, like, you sell 100 books. If that.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong, but it's, again, it's that false sense of ego of, oh, I'm going to crush it.
Yeah.
Because I have all these people supporting me. Yes, you have a lot of people that follow you and watch you dance, or I don't know.
Yeah, following is not the same thing as just supporting.
Yeah.
Financially.
Right.
It is such a massive gap. I think one of the things people have to realize going into social media is when you grow your social media, are you growing a number, or are you growing a number that is focused into the thing that you're doing? Right. So for us, if we add a whole bunch of people, if a whole bunch of people follow us who are fine artists, and when I say fine art, I mean, you know, legitimately fine artists, mm-hmm. they're probably not going to buy anything we put out.
No.
Because we make comic books.
Right.
So that would be awesome. You know, we have 10,000 people there. But if, you know, 9,000 of them are fine artists and we're putting out a comic book, if some of them are into comics, that's great. But it's only that other 1,000 that is our potential buyer base. Mm-hmm. How much of that percentage can even buy? That the number thing is just, and you can buy followers now, which is, by the way, just the worst way that you can build your social media, because all of us see it. Like, realize this. If you jump from 500 people on your Instagram to one week later, you're at 2,500 people, but all your posts are still getting 13 likes, we know. We see it.
Yeah,
that's not a real number.
We are not stupid.
Yeah, and it's very blatant and apparent. And then you launch a Kickstarter, and then you really realize, crap.
But I thought the 20 variant covers would help.
Oh, let's say that for the detox, too.
Okay.
You know, buy me a coffee, like their little mantra thing. I almost put it on our slide that we're putting out. It's their little mantra thing is one supporter is worth 1,000 followers. That's their little statement thing.
Thank you. Praise God.
Yeah. That'll preach.
That'll preach.
It's so true. One supporter is worth 1,000 followers.
Yep.
That's all we ask, like, for our stuff is buy me a coffee. Look, if you can't do it, that's fine. But if you can and you actually really appreciate and like our content, if you learn something from it or whatever, then hey, $5.
Yeah, it's $5.
And it's not to sound beggy, but it's like, dude, we're trying to grow a company too. And we'll be there for you we've always been there for other creators. That's the whole point of most of the content we do, is to be there for other creators and either give you insight, input, or we'll share and support. Look, I haven't even talked about this, but you guys that know me know I do the Indie Comics Dispatch news editing. You guys put out a project. Everybody now, I'm just like, okay, well, if you put out a project, look, I can get you on a press release. I can get you on a campaign corner. I can get you talking to the person that hosts Kickstarter Connection. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here to support you. And one of the reasons we stopped Beards and Comics Live is because everyone's doing those shows now. And we know people that are doing those shows that we would rather just get them on you or get you on their show.
Right.
And then for us, you can send us your little 30-second clip. We'll put it at the beginning of the podcast in that first little front section and get our people to hear your guys.
But here's the thing. With all that said, we cannot make you write a good book or get good artists. That is on you. We can do everything we can in our power, but if the book is bad, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yes.
That is something I think needs to be said and people don't understand. There's a difference between somebody that knows how to write and knows how to draw and knows how the art form works, and then there's the people that just want to make a comic book. And those are two very different things.
And we've talked about it before. They're that playing field leveling back out.
Yep.
Not everyone that jumps on Kickstarter right now is funding. Whereas last year, everybody was funding. Because everybody was at home with stimulus checks. And so everybody was getting backed. And then you put out the second issue mm-hmm. of that series and you realize, okay, well, you know, it didn't last the way I thought it would. So remember that. And again, if it's your first forte, your first.
Huh. Come on, English teacher.
Your first foray
yeah.
into making comic books. Like, realize that. Realize where you are in this process and use your resources, because there are resources now.
Yeah, but also, everybody starts somewhere. So I know I say that and it sounds harsh, but our first book wasn't fantastic. It's everything is a learning experience. That's why we do this too. Mm-hmm. But we want to see some progression. We believe in you guys. We want to see the next book get better. We want to see your writing get better, your art get better, your understanding of what you're doing get better. If you're not trying to learn them, don't do it. That's all I'm saying.
And if you guys are looking for editors and stuff, you can reach out to us and we can give you names.
Yep.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, we know people.
Yeah, I mean, we know people that can do it, and I'd rather let them do it so we can focus on the other stuff. We do offer consultations. That's on our Buy Me a Coffee as mm-hmm. well. We do charge for it, though, because we know we can only give you so much free advice, and you not use it.
That's what's funny about that is the fact it's the same thing. Like, if you're given something, you don't appreciate it as much, mm-hmm. as opposed to, like, buying a class online.
Right.
If you're paying for it, you're going to watch those videos or learn from that person because you actually put money into it. You care.
Right.
As opposed to, here's a free online tutorial. Here's a free this. Here's a free that. It's good, but I guarantee you're not going to think about it the same way.
And the reason we even decided to do that is because it's a way for you to get a one-on-one with us, and you can ask whatever you want. We'll give you the information. We're not going to hold back on that stuff. But so much, we talk about so much stuff on this show. And if you go back through our episodes, every piece of the process is there if you listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning of making a comic book all the way through production. And you can find that in there. But if you want to sit down with us and actually talk about stuff, then yeah, we have that option as one of the extras on the Buy Me a Coffee, and we do charge for it because that is time that we could be using to do other stuff, but we still want to be enabled to be supportive, and that's the way to do it. And it might seem crazy to charge because we're, again, 2 years into it, but at the end of the day, like, if you want our input, if you care about our input, well, that's the way you do it.
Yeah. If you think it's valuable, then you would you know,
it's and if the you same don't, thing. Don't do it. Yeah. It's that simple.
Pay taxes or don't.
Yeah. Whatever. Hey, hey, get us to consult or don't. All right. So I don't know what else to say in this stuff, but I want you guys to know we appreciate everybody. We hope you guys will stick around with us for all the stuff that we have coming out. Let us know what you think about reformatting the show to do the whole 2 and 2 thing. We are interested in what you guys think. Always send us questions, struggles. If you're struggling with stuff in the comic book world, let us know about it. If you need some help getting your stuff out there, let us know. We can give you a list of resources.
Mm-hmm.
Our Discord does not exist anymore, so you can just message us directly. And hey, go follow Beards and Comics over on Twitter. That is at ComicsBeards.
At ComicsBeards.
Yeah. Make sure you go follow that. We haven't put a lot of effort into the Twitter, but I hope you guys will do that so we can start using it a bit. If not that, then, you know, go look at Catalyst Comic Studio. We're all over the web. And we hope you guys
check out the sweet website.
Check out the sweet website. Also, make sure you jump on when we are live. So if you're on Instagram, you know, make sure you're on there for our once a month live at the end of the month. And our IYW show as mm-hmm. well, which will also be the last Monday of the month. So, you know, the last week of the month is always going to be a little bit stacked. But you get to hang
stacks
out with us.
Stacks on stacks.
Yeah, stacks on stacks. And then you get to hang out with us. Guys, we're excited about everything that's coming up for Cattles Comics. And we can't wait to share more information with you guys about some of the larger projects. We hope you guys stick around. And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in to Beards and Comics.
Okay, love you, bye.
'Beards and Comics Podcast is a production of Catalyst Comics Studio. To get in touch with us, visit CatalystComicsStudio.com or search for 'Beards and Comics Podcast on Facebook. Hey, if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It doesn't sound like much, but it helps a whole lot.